This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As we were just talking about, more than 30 million people right now are trying to figure out how to pay their bills without the extra $600 a week that Washington was paying them. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, some unemployed people never got that money in the first place, or any other unemployment benefits, even though they're eligible.
Harry Mazurkiewicz tried to file for unemployment this spring in Wisconsin when he lost his job as a painter.
I tried and tried and tried. I called and called and called and sat on that phone for hours and hours and hours on hold and never got through to nobody.
After a while, he got so discouraged that he gave up.
I just got tired of being on that phone, listening to that stupid music, going nowhere. Nobody ever answers. You're on hold. Next available operator will come through. It never comes.
When you have that experience over and over and over again, I actually can see why somebody would just say, forget it and give up.
Heidi Shierholz of the Economic Policy Institute says there's no way to know how many people have given up on trying to file for unemployment. But
what we know is it's still a big problem.
Another big problem is that a lot of people don't know they can apply for unemployment.
There's just so much confusion.
Annalise Goger is with the Brookings Institution, and she says often people don't even think they're eligible.
I think a lot of people that work part-time or who work, for example, as tipped workers, they might just assume that they're not going to qualify.
But the CARES Act expanded eligibility for unemployment, so they probably would. A lot of people who have been going without benefits for months are barely getting by. Harry Mazurkiewicz fell behind on rent almost immediately back in April, and almost everything else, too.
I'm behind on my electric and gas. I'm behind on my phone and food. I'm just hanging in there. I've been going to food pantries and so forth and stuff like that.
Heidi Shierholz of the Economic Policy Institute says people in Mazurkiewicz's position should not give up on trying to get unemployment. Even if it's been months, she says, as long as you can show,
I lost my job at this time due to the pandemic, you get benefits for all the intervening weeks. You get your benefits back to when you lost your job.
And for a lot of people, that could mean many thousands of dollars. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.